summer will be discussing about fasting. Therefore, I started discussing the wisdoms of Salat and the wisdoms of the various activities of Salat, the philosophy of it, and Alhamdulillah, this week I will continue. Firstly, as Muslims, we make Salat 5 times daily. The question arises that why are we Muslims praying 5 times a day? Firstly, man has 5 hawas e khamsa, meaning he has 5 senses, 5 outward senses of perception. And these sense of perception, that means the ability to see, vision, and utilizing the eyes, the ability to smell, utilizing the nose, the ability to hear, utilizing the ears, the ability to taste, utilizing obviously the tongue, and by having a sense of temperature, a person can make out what the temperature, hot or cold, that utilizing the skin. So the ulama have written that because Allah Ta'ala has blessed mankind in thanksgiving, in gratitude, in making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, because Allah has given man these 5 senses of vision, smell, hearing, taste, and perception of heat and cold, then man in return performs 5 times daily salat. And that is why in gratitude he makes these salat. Secondly, that Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wasalam, on the night of Miraj, when he went and Allah Jalla Majdahu blessed him with 50 salat, then he came down meeting Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who told him that go and ask, in simple words, for a discount, go and ask that it may be reduced. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went up and down, that means shuttling between the court of Allah Ta'ala and Musa alayhi wa sallam 5 times. Me going back repeatedly, ulama have stated that this was done because to allow Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come close to Allah repeatedly for 5 times, which no other Nabi, no other Rasul was blessed with. So because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went from the court of Allah, the presence of Allah, the nearness of Allah, to Musa alayhi wa sallam 5 times, therefore we, as Muslims, we pray 5 times daily. And this is also symbolizing that we also should get into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court and go to the masjid, go to the presence officially to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times. Also, if a person is going to go to the presence and court of Allah, the masjid, or individually in the homes as most women folk do, then they have to be clad properly, dressed properly, looking nicely, decently. That is why when a person goes for salah, the person must be dressed nicely, properly, decently, a person who goes, for example, to the enemy's courtroom, he goes to the magistrate's court, he goes in the presence of the professionals, then they dress properly. Then how come when you go to the masjid, you are to go to the masjid in Bermudas, in t-shirts, in tight-fitting clothing, in t-shirts having advertisement on it, in t-shirts having even alcohol advertisement on it? So that is why the ulama are upset when the people go into the masajids, short sleeves, without the heads, and with dressed scantily. When you're going into the masjid, you are actually going officially to the court of Allah, officially going to go into the presence of Allah. So the masjid is like how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Miraj went five times shuttling between the court of Allah and Musa alayhi salam. So that is why the dress has to be decent and good. Because of the shuttling five times, we as Muslims, five times daily, we go and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clasping our hands, so that we present ourselves in dignity before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is one of the reasons for clasping our hands and lowering our gaze in salat, because we are standing before the King of Kings. We are standing in the best of courts, clasping our hands, and we are looking modestly in humility, in meekness down. Third reason, the ulama state why we have five salah daily. If you look at man, his daily mundane postures, his physical state are five in nature: to lie down, to sit, to sleep, to be awake, and to stand. Now when we look at man, then within 24 hours, a normal average human being will have these five states when he is sleeping or he is awake. Then standing or sitting, lying down. And when we look at the salat also, he will be engaging in most of these activities, standing, and obviously he'll be awake. If he cannot perform the salat, then he will sit or lie down in a sleeping position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this five physical states. Therefore we, in return, as thanksgiving for the innumerable benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to allow us these postures, we also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala five times daily. Now in each of these postures, there are many benefits for man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His grace, He benefits us and He pours His grace upon us. So five times salah in these various postures is an expression of appreciation of all the benefits, of the numerous thousand benefits of the conditions of man. Because when man is standing, there are so many benefits and so many things he can do and he's able to do. And when man is sitting, he's able to again get the and draw the benefit by just sitting or sleeping. Obviously, when man is awake, he is able to do so many things that will allow him to get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is lying down and resting and sleeping, again, this is a benefit and boon. Can you imagine a person is not allowed to lie down or to sleep, what a miserable life that person will have. When a person is not allowed to rest and a person is not allowed to take a pause in life. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given the night that we rest and we are allowed to regain our energy and our strength so that we can be awake and stand, earn halal, rozi, and be of those who can please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Fourthly, the reason why we have got 5 daily salat, ulama have stated, there are 5 occasions for performing, for making ghusl. Shariat has ordained for us 5 occasions where we make ghusl. That is, for a person when he enters Islam, then obviously a person is going to make ghusl. Now he is coming from the state of impurity to purity. It's coming from the state of darkness to a state of iman, light. It's coming from a state of sin, and now all his sins are going to be washed away, and he's going to enter Islam. Ghusl he will make, she will make. A person is now going to leave the bad life and come to good life. The person now will make ghusl after menstruation. When the female, after her monthly cycle, after her periods, after her menstruation, to officially come into the state of purity, ghusl is wajib, is necessary. And after that, obviously, all those activities which were not permissible during menstruation, automatically they become permissible now. And naturally, the person will be allowed to fast, to make tawaf, to enter the masjid, to read Quran and Kareem as tilawat, and to have relationship. All those things after ghusl will become permissible. Thirdly, after nifas, the blood discharge after childbirth is called nifas. And after nifas, the minimum period for nifas is not stipulated. The maximum 40 days. Now after the blood stops, the female takes the official bath, ceremonial bath, and all those activities which were not permissible before the ghusl of cleanliness now become permissible. Fourthly, the funeral for the deceased, the person is given a ghusl, the dead person is given ghusl. And for handling the dead, so now 5 times a person is instructed to give ghusl, to have ghusl upon entry of Islam, after menstruation, after nifas, the ghusl for the deceased. And for those handling the dead, it is mustahab for them to have ghusl after that. This applies to both male and female. So when a person, after giving ghusl to the deceased, it is not farz or wajib, jurisprudently speaking, it is mustahab for that person to also have a ghusl. So the 5 salat has been established so that man is given a opportunity to free from sin, from free from spiritual pollution, from free himself from spiritual envelopment. It is stated in the hadith of in Bukhari. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the salat can be given an analogy as a stream running in front of a house of every Muslim. So when a person performs five salah, it is as if to say he washes five times in a stream. So no pollution, external or internal, could remain on the body. So just like that, a person, obviously, while she's awake, walking, talking, intermixing, interaction with people, because man is not a person who can stay alone. Therefore, inevitably, the person is going to sin. Now, these five daily salat is like that stream running in front of the house of every Muslim. A person constantly bathes in those streams, freeing himself from these sins that were incurred before the next stream. So a person, after Fajr, then he goes to earn. Before Zuhur, the person now has been touched with spiritual pollution, sin, transgression, disobedience. Zuhur time, a person bows down to Allah. Sins begin to fall because he made the wuzu also. Now the person is going towards cleanliness also. So between every salat, the sins incurred are removed by the next salat that is going to be performed. Fifthly, that man in his worldly, mundane life encounters five difficulties. These are the death, grave, plane of Arafat, or plane of, shall we say, gathering, plane of, not Arafat, resurrection. Yes, the ulama have stated that it will be on the plane of Arafat, it will be spread. The pul sirat, that of finding the door of paradise, of Jannah, to be closed. If you look at these five difficulties, death, every person, no matter how great the person was, always feared and made dua that a person must die on the kalima, with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. However, yeah, understand one masla, that if a person passes away and does not read the kalima and pass away, does not mean the person has died a bad death. People are under the impression that one has to read the kalima before dying, and if a person reads the kalima before dying, then that person is good, otherwise not. Inshallah, after the commercial break, we will continue on this.
This program is brought to you by Anwar Mullah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the next president of the United States of America, Osama!
Mistake is not Osama, it's Obama!
Don't make a mistake. Get into the right investment the very first time. Talk to the tried, tested and proven name in investment advice, Anwar Mullah, on 083-657-8677 or Yusuf Nanabauer on 082-665-6665. They will get it right for you.
How prepared are you for this Ramadan? Join us once again as we kick off this weekend with Al Ansar's Ramadan Fair. Buy your savories, dates, Islamic wear, fashion, accessories, Islamic books and DVDs at this unique fair. Your one-stop shop for all your Ramadan requirements, all taking place on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of September at the Al Ansar Foundation, 189 West Road, Overport, from 10 a.m. onwards. For inquiries, contact 031-208-1601.
Sheikh Muhammad Al-Yakubi is a direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and was the guest of the Al Ansar Foundation's first Seerah Conference held in Durban. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Yakubi is an outstanding scholar with deep knowledge of the Quran and Hadith. Sheikh Al-Yakubi's lectures are available exclusively at the Al Ansar Book and Media Center. Sheikh Al-Yakubi on Radio Al Ansar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To continue, I mentioned that why we make five salat daily, and the fifth reason we presented was that there are five difficulties man is encountering, going to encounter: death, grave, in the plains of resurrection, full sirat, and to find door of Jannah closed. Concerning death, I've told you that it is not necessary that every pious person or righteous person recite kalima before passing away. The hadith is al-Itibar bil-Khawatim, that consideration is taking place of what is the end. Yes, beautiful is the death when a person says the kalima as his last. That is why there is what we call talqeen. Talqeen meaning, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that encourage your dying ones to say the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now if the dying person does not say it, then it does not mean that the dying person is a bad person or a disobedient person or a transgressive person or a unrighteous fellow. No. And we should understand this, that the pangs of death are so severe and forceful, and Shaitan tries to mislead a person who is on the pangs of death. However, constantly we should be making dua that at the time of death we pass away by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Scholars, pious scholars, when they were passing away, they were stating clearly the kalima before dying. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Alayh, when people gathered around him, they made talqeen, encouraged him to read the kalima, and he recited the kalima. After reciting the kalima, someone near him recited the kalima again. On his dying bed, he told them that, do you not know the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that once a dying person has recited the kalima, then do not say anything more. Remain silent. Can you imagine, at the time of death even, they were teaching and they were ready to impart knowledge. Same great personality, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, who dying in that state, someone visited him having trousers below the ankles. He, on one side, he is getting pangs of death, agonies of death. He instructs that person the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is below the ankles is in the fire. And irfa izarka, that raise your trousers. The grave, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, who, when he should go to the gravesite, he should weep and cry. And people should say that, why you weep so much? And he should weep so much that his beard should get wet. Yeah, proving Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala humajbain had beards. The Khalifa, the Amirul Mumineen, he stated that the grave is the first stage. If we pass the stage of the grave, then the oncoming stages will be easy. Therefore, when I come to visit the graveyard and think of the stage, I weep a lot. And that is the crucial stage that we are able to answer correctly. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts Quran al-Kareem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, talking about the Rabb, our Rabb, and closes Quran al-Kareem with Surah Nas, talking about Rabbun Nas. And grave, as soon as you go to the next world, next sphere, Man Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? Allah starts Quran with Rabb, ends Quran with Rabb, and in the grave, talking about the Rabb again. Rububiyat is an important aqaid, belief that a Muslim must have. And the third stage where there is difficulty to be encountered is the Hashar Maidan, is the days of resurrection. How are we going to stand up? Are we going to stand up with Iman? Are we going to stand up amongst the sinners and transgressors? Are we going to stand up amongst the disobedient ones? Because a person is going to be with the persons whom he loved. If we have loved the transgressors on the earth, we are going to stand up with the transgressors. If we are going to love the pious ones, we are going to be with the pious ones when we resurrect. So a person, as a rule, in the light of the hadith, is going to be with the one you held in high honor, dignity, and esteem. So the person, when he gets resurrected, we should make dua that we get resurrected amongst the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. We get resurrected amongst the Anbiya, amongst the truthful ones, amongst the martyrs, amongst the pious and righteous ones. And that will be a good resurrection. And can you imagine that on the plains of resurrection, when the sun will be low and the person will be sweating, and each one will be sweating and drowning in his own sweat, according to his own transgression, according to the level of transgression and disobedience, the person's sweat will increase. That's why it is stated in the hadith, there'll be some who will be in sweat to the level of the ankle, some to the sweat of the calf, some to the sweat of the knee, and some to the sweat of the waist. According to one's own sin, a person will be in that amount of sweat, whilst the sun will be beating low above us. On that day, the difficulties arise, and people will be running away from each other. The children will be running away from the parents. Each one will be running away from the next, because a person will be worried that my good actions must not be taken away and given to someone else. My good actions must not be taken away and given to someone else, and be holding firmly to the good actions. Now the Pul-Sirat. What a difficult time that a person is going to go to the Pul-Sirat. And it is stated in the hadith that light will be emanating from a person, so he will be allowed to cross the Pul-Sirat swiftly and easily. And there will be some who will have so little light only coming out from the finger nail, whilst others will have powerful light. And on the Pul-Sirat itself, there will be hooks coming out to grab a person walking on the Pul-Sirat and to pull him down. So that is one difficult portion also. And then to find the door of paradise closed, because no intercession has taken place for the opening by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So due to these five difficulties man is encountering or going to encounter, that is death, grave, the plains of resurrection, the Pul-Sirat, and finding the door of paradise closed, we make five times daily salat so that we can be safeguarded, so that we can be protected. It is stated in a hadith that whosoever protects the five salat, whosoever safeguards the five salah, will be granted five things. The agony of death will be lightened. The person will be protected from the punishment of the grave. And on the day of resurrection, he will be in a peaceful state. And the person will cross the Pul-Sirat with the speed of lightning. And the person will be allowed to enter Jannah without accounting. So exactly these five things that for what Salat is being performed, so that we are able to have our time of death in ease and comfort without being misled by Shaitan, and we'll have safety in the grave, and on the day of judgment we will not be in a difficult condition but in a peaceful state, will not be running hither and thither, and going over Pol Serrat quickly, swiftly, and entry without accountability is a boon. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala states that we should make dua that on the day of judgment that Allah does not ask us why. Because remember, once we are asked why, one why leads to another why. For example, if you have got children and you have to ask why, one why leads to an explanation. And that explanation leads to another question. So we should make dua that on the day of judgment, Allah does not ask us why. Now, alhamdulillah, min salah, we hold our hands together, and we, prior to that, we say takbir at-tahrima. This takbir at-tahrima is the official proclamation that a person is now entering salah. And this salah, by stating the takbir at-tahrima, we are creating a bond between the servant and the creator. And this glorification is like a prohibition. Now we must think of Allah, Allah alone. Now no eating, no talking, no walking, no jumping, no running, nothing, only focusing on Allah. Why? This state has been created because a person has offered himself, according to Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, he's offered himself for total submission and he's sacrificing himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has left everything. He's left the world. He's left the trade. He's left the business. He's left everything for salat. And what is bringing him into salat is this takbir at-tahrima. Everything. His interaction with his family, his wife, children, has been left. His interaction with the society has been left. His business has been discarded. His trade has been left. Everything we leave and we in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great boon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a person so that he can be in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the question arises further. We have now just explained some reasons why we make five times salah. We have explained, for example, just to recap quickly, that Allah Ta'ala has given us five outward senses. Number two, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Miraj, he shuttled between Allah's court and Musa alayhi salam five times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us five physical states. Fourthly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given five occasions of ghusl in the Sharia. And fifthly, that man experiences five difficulties. Now the question will arise, and inshallah, after the ad break, we will go on to another section. The reasons why Salat has got fixed times. For example, the Fajr Salat, the Zohr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Why it has got these fixed times? After the break, inshallah, I will continue.
This program is brought to you by Anwar Mullah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the next President of the United States of America, Osama!
Mistake, 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 is not Osama, it's Obama!
Don't make a mistake. Get into the right investment the very first time. Talk to the tried, tested and proven name in investment advice, Anwar Mullah, on 083-657-8677 or Yusuf Nanabauer on 082-665-665. they will get it right for you.
How prepared are you for this Ramadan? Join us once again as we kick off this weekend with Al Ansar's Ramadan Fair. Buy your savories, dates, Islamic wear, fashion, accessories, Islamic books, and DVDs at this unique fair. Your one-stop shop for all your Ramadan requirements, all taking place on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of September at the Al Ansar Foundation, 189 West Road, Overport, from 10 a.m. onwards. For inquiries, contact 031-208-1601.
The Al Ansar Foundation is your community project. Hence, the success of our various programs depends heavily on your contribution. It doesn't matter how much you give. What counts is that we are all united in the support of the Al Ansar Foundation. You can make a contribution today by visiting our studios at 189 West Road, Overport, or deposit Lilla Only in Habib Overseas Bank. Account name, Al Ansar Islamic Society. Account number 1144100617 at the Durban branch. Branch code 700026.
www.alansar.co.za.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To continue about the wisdoms and philosophy of Salah, now we are going to explain the reason why Salat has got fixed times, the Fajr Salah. Now there are malaika which are constantly in attendance upon man throughout the night. There are five angels who assume duty just before the Asr Salah, and are replaced by another team just before the Fajr Salah. After reaching the heavens, Allah Ta'ala asked them, when you left from here, and when you left from there, what was my servant doing? That means when you left, what the servant was doing. So the malaikas reply, when we left, they were engaged in Salah. And when we arrived here, they were also engaged in Salah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind them. Then they were neither creators of disorder, nor were they shedding blood, as you tried to warn me. Remember when the creation took place, when the malaika stated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you creating a creation that is going to be disobedient, that is going to cause chaos, that is going to cause confusion, that is going to cause disruption, and they are going to shed blood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now states that, see, when you left and when you arrived, in both states, my servant was engaged in Salah. I told you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, as witnesses that these servants of mine have been forgiven and blessed by me. That means when the angels testify that the servant was left in the state of Salah, and when they went back he was still in the state of Salah, then Allah announces to them as witnesses and makes them witnesses that he has forgiven and blessed. Thus the time of Fajr was established to reject the claim of the malaikas that it was not essential to create another being, since the angels were constantly engaged in Salah. The angels felt that they are constantly in Salah and remembering Allah, glorifying Allah. So why they need for another creation? Now in Bukhari, it is related that man will be honored on the Day of Judgment by being granted the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate we are that we will be able to be in the pure presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who wish to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to engage in a tested method, which is the Fajr Salat, which should never be omitted. The reason is that in Jannah, there is neither morning nor night. There is no sun or moon visible, nor there is cold. It will be a time of celestial light, such as the Fajr time, which is the time for a good vision. So the time of Fajr is like the time and the time of Jannah. Where in Jannah, no morning or evening, and no sun or moon, no cold. And this is the time of Fajr, is peaceful, tranquil, ease. So the time of Jannah is also like that. So alhamdulillah, when a person is now making the Fajr Salah, he is preparing himself that inshallah the day of judgment he will be one in Jannah. Also, when Nabi Adam came to earth, was sent to earth from Jannah, it was night time, it was dark. And the darkness worried Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Remember, he was in a comfort zone where, as we have described, no sun, no moon, no discomfort, all ease, and such a light that is not morning or night. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he was sent to earth, it was darkness time. And he began to weep and began to cry the whole night, because this was a place foreign to him. When the morning started dawning, he now became less restless, and in gratitude he read 2 units of Salah. He read 2 units of Salah. This is the Salah that Allah loved and now has ordained for us as the Fajr Salah, to lighten also the darkness of the grave for us. Because the darkness of the grave is also a form of punishment. By performing the Fajr Salah and emulating what Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did to get safety from darkness, then in thanksgivings, in glorification, 2 units of Salat was made. And remember, the Salat of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam compared to the our Salat has got one particular posture. We are fortunate that we make ruku. Previously, the Anbiya alayhi salam and their ummah, they stood and they went direct to sijda. Hazrat Shah Wali Ullah Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ali in Hujjatullah al-Baligha states clearly that the ruku posture position is a speciality of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ayat Warkaw ma'arrakeen, make ruku and be amongst those who make ruku, yeah, refers to devotion and sincerity and not the actual posture. So alhamdulillah that we, by making 2 rakats of Salatul Fajr, and at that time has now been explained, so the difficulties of the night and the difficulties of the grave and the difficulty of the surroundings are all removed. The Zuhur Salat, the sun is the source of brightness in the world. People living in certain parts of the East even worship it. When the sun rises, they commence worshipping. It shines throughout the day, begins to rise in stages till the afternoon, then it begins to set. Its setting is a sign of its waning, when it can no longer be an object of worship. O Muslims, those who associate partners with Allah and follow methods of worship which are futile, and who worship these false deities of the sun, may they wake up, since our Rabb is always once in constant state, and He alone deserves to be worshipped. So Salat of Zuhr is made, angels descend upon the unbelievers who worship the sun. But for Muslims, the Zuhr Salat brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the instructions and command of Allah, left Mecca for Mina in early afternoon to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salam. He tied him up and laid him down, and he had four fears. The biggest fear was his anxiety to fulfill the commands of Allah properly. Then the fear of sacrificing his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, at a very young age. And the fear as to what he would tell his mother regarding the sacrifice. And lastly, the fear as to how Hajra will survive in the lonely desert jungle. So these four fears Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved all his fears by substituting a ram for Ismail alayhi salam. It was what time? It was the moment when the sun began to decline. It was a time of Zuhr. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam performed four units of Salah in appreciation for the relief of the four fears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this action of a Nabi part and parcel of the actions of the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loved this action and made it a farz for the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The action of Ibrahim alayhi salam making four rakats, four units of Salah at the time of Zuhr in appreciation that he got relief from his four fears, now become the four rakats of Salat for us of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we also share the joy and the appreciation which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam also experienced. See the four fears that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had, that whether he is going to fulfill the commands of Allah. This also we should have constantly in our minds, that and make dua that Allah grants us the ability, all our commands which Allah gives us, are we able to fulfill it? Are we able to comply with it? Are we doing it how it's supposed to be done? Are we fasting how we're supposed to be fasting? Are we making salat how we're supposed to be making salat? Are we doing and conforming to the commands how it's supposed to be done? Then the fear of sacrificing his son, Ismail, at a very early age. And because he was blessed with Hazrat Ismail, when both he and Hazrat Hajra, radiallahu ta'ala anha, were elderly, old, now to sacrifice Hazrat Ismail will be difficult. And the fear what he is going to tell his mother. That is why Hazrat, in one narration, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam gave his shirt, told his father that give this shirt to Hazrat, to my mother, so that she can be consoled. So inshallah, if I am given the opportunity next week, then same time I will be able to explain to you why we make the Asr Salat and why we make four rakats in the Asr, why we make three rakats and why we make it during that time of the Maghrib, and why we make four rakats in Isha, and why we make the four rakats of Isha at that time. And we request everybody to make dua for us. Wa akhra dawa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Pine Timber Board Express, specializing in the supply of exotic timber, Dulux paints, and board products. We cut board to size, edge, and soft form. We also manufacture molded skirting and door frames. Visit us at 10 Palmfield Road, Springfield Park, or Pine Board Builder Supplies, 105 Queen Street. Think timber. Call Pine Timber, 031-579-3401.
Menti's Exclusives have unveiled a beautiful range of designer wear for young adults. Come in to view this unusual and trendy
range of casual wear for Eid, now in the much-awaited range of Punjabi and Salwar Kameez dress lengths in delicate and soft fabrics, not to be missed. Our less 25%